Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of praying for those who sin, but not fatally, while emphasizing that deadly sins require more than just prayer. Today's Bible passage is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. If anyone sees his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God and he will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. That's 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 to 18.
When it comes to dealing with a brother or sister who is caught up in sin, John offers some valuable advice. He tells us that our first course of action should be to pray for that person. It's interesting to consider how often prayer becomes our last resort or the least significant thing we do when it comes to helping our struggling brothers and sisters. So let's take a moment and reflect on this question. Is prayer the last thing you turn to, or is it your immediate response when someone you know is dealing with sin? It's natural for us to want to jump into action and try to solve the problem ourselves. We rely on our own strength and abilities to fix things. But God wants us to rely on Him and bring our concerns to Him in prayer. He is the one who has the power to bring life and restoration to our brothers and sisters who are struggling. Prayer is not just a nice gesture. It is a powerful connection with God, inviting Him to intervene and transform the lives of those we care about. In the passage, John makes a distinction between deadly sins and those that are not. He encourages us to pray specifically for those whose sins are not deadly, implying that a different approach may be needed for those who have committed more severe offenses. It's important not to take the concept of deadly sin lightly. It reminds us that there are consequences and implications to our actions, and some sins require more intense intervention than just prayer alone. As we navigate our relationships with others, it's crucial to exercise discernment and wisdom regarding when and how to step in. Prayer should always be our starting point, but in certain cases, additional actions may be necessary. However, we must never underestimate the power of prayer. Prayer has a way of softening hearts, opening doors, and bringing about transformation in ways that we could never accomplish on our own. Let's remember that prayer is not a last-ditch effort. It is a potent tool at our disposal. It's not just something we do when we've exhausted all other options. Prayer is a vital and effective means of connecting with God and seeking His intervention in the lives of those around us. So as we go about our days, let's make it a point to present our brothers and sisters before God. Let's invite Him to bring life and transformation to their situations. In conclusion, when dealing with a brother or sister caught up in sin, our first action should always be to pray for that person. Prayer is not the second or last resort, but it should be our immediate response. We need to recognize the power and importance of prayer in the lives of others. While there may be times when additional actions are necessary, we must never underestimate the power of prayer. It has the ability to soften hearts, open doors, and bring about transformation in ways that we can't achieve on our own. So let's turn to prayer as the starting point, inviting God to work in the lives of our struggling brothers and sisters.
Let's close with a prayer. Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging your sovereignty and love in our lives. Today, we lift up our joys, our concerns, and our hopes to you in prayer. Grant us the strength to face the challenges ahead with courage and perseverance. May your wisdom guide our decisions and your grace sustain us in times of difficulty. We pray for those who are struggling, that they may find comfort and healing in your presence. Bring peace to troubled hearts and clarity to confused minds. Fill us with your peace, O Lord, and help us to be instruments of your love and compassion in the world. In your holy name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Before we part ways, we invite you to share this podcast with your friends and loved ones, so they too can benefit from the discussions we've had. May the insights gained bring blessings and inspiration to all who listen. Goodbye, and until next time, may peace and grace be with you.